Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think you know by now, after being on this show for several years, that we're not blind homers for the Skins. I mean, in fact, of the four of us, only one of us is a Skins fan. But yet we want to see the team do well. But I think we're fairly objective. We're kind of lukewarm on Jay Gruden. We don't know. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, a great guy to have a beer with. He's very 500-ish. His record is actually below 500. What is your take? Because at full strength, I think you've seen potential when they played, when they were healthy and they played the Raiders. I mean, it was a dominating performance. And then even with the chips up, you know, with their backs up against the wall, what they did against Seattle. But at the end of the day, they're going to be probably 500 or slightly below this year. I mean, and yet Jay has another 3 or 4 years on his contract. What is sort of your view on Jay Gruden?
Well, the Redskins have the wrong Gruden as the head coach. Clearly, they have the wrong Gruden. I'm not a big fan of Jay Gruden. He might be a nice guy, and you guys cover him, and I don't. So, he probably is a nice guy, but he's not a coach that's going to take you anywhere. They won one division, and everybody, I guess, in Washington, you guys got all excited. But you really weren't that kind of team. And I don't think you're ever going to, ever with Jay Gruden, be that kind of team again. But you can't keep on changing coaches.
Right.
And the quarterback, all that nonsense with the quarterback, you got to keep him because there's nobody else. You got to have a quarterback. And I don't know that Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback, but he's certainly a very good quarterback. And when they won in Seattle, that was stone cold luck. I don't think Seattle's a very good team offensively. Even though they scored all those points against Houston, you see how good Houston's defense is. It's brutal. So I don't really give much credence to that win. Listen, a broken clock's right twice a day. Mm-hmm. So the Redskins win a game in Seattle, and you might think they're kind of back. They're done. It just, and you know they're done, and I know they're done, and they know they're done. They got to come out and play, but they're done because the only way they're going to make the playoffs is they have to win the division, and that's not happening because they have to finish with a better record than the Eagles because they lost twice. But I'm not a Jay Gruden. Answer that question. I'm just not a Jay Gruden fan. Nice guy, I assume, but not a coach that's going to take you anywhere. Wrong Gruden. Got the wrong Gruden.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.